in the Gemara. First, let us again start the Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi and Tosfos on the Gemara. We hear in the Seif of the Mishnah, Tnu mona li'ish pleini umeis. A person said, give a mona to ish pleini. And then the Noisein died. Is yitnu la'acha mise. So, we give over this mona la'acha mises ha'Noisein. And a mona is different than a get and a shtar shicho, but if this was said, Tnu getz el ishti tushtashicho zel avdi yumeis, then is lo yitnu lachami. So there's a difference between a mone and a get and a shtashicho. Oma Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marte mishmei derav. Vuhu shetziburin umunochin bekeren zovis. Now we have an akimtem that Rav said pshat, that our Mishneh that says, Yitnu la'acha mise, is speaking about, in a certain case, that the mone is bo'en. I know which mone we're speaking about. It's tzovor umunach bekeren zovis. So this mone, give this mone. Now exactly how this helps, the Gemara is going to discuss. Like the Gemara, b'may askina. Now what case is the Mishnah speaking about? Ilema bebori, the person who said tnu, if he's a healthy person, and he says tnu mone leploini, and it's ziburim umonochem, ki ziburim I have it. So what do I gain that it is ziburim? Holoi moshach, but the person wasn't moshach. That means the party that's supposed to be koine, he wasn't meishich this morning. So, what do I gain that it is tzovu? Ve'elo b'shchimera. We'll say it is speaking about a shchimera. That the one who said nu mone is a shchimera. He's very ill. And we have a klal, divrei shchimera kechsuvim puchemesurim domi. Chazal were mesakin that when the Shchiv Mera says something, he's dividing his nechosim. So whatever he says is ke'ilu a ma'isekinyan was done on it. This is at Takonas Chachomim, because Chazal were afraid that since this person is very sick and he'll realize it is impossible to make ma'isekinyanim, the people he wants to be makna are not here, are not near him. Who knows how long he's going to live? So he'll get very frustrated. And this might be mekarev misosei. So Chazal made a takone divrei shchimera kechsuvim uchemesurim dami. Whatever he says is chal, and the mekabla makoine la'achem misosei. So if it is speaking about a shchimera, so now we don't have difficulties understanding yitnu la'acha mise, why it is given over. We don't have a problem holoi moshach, because by divrei shchimera kechsuvim mechamesurim dami, we consider kilo all kinyonim were made. But then we have a different problem, ma'ir yetziburim. So why do you need that the money that the Shchiv Mera is dividing up has to be tzovo, it has to be piled up in a place, it has to be ba'en. Ki ein tziburim nami, if the money is not tzovo, it's not, he says to no money, so we'll give him money. Don't have to know which money he's speaking about, it doesn't have to be tziburim or menochim. Da kaim alon, the divrei Shchiv Mera kechsuvim uchemesurim don. So we have a problem. What is pshat in the Mishnah, and how does tziburim help? Oma, why do you need tziburim? Oma Rav Zvid, lo ilam bebori. So Rav Zvid said, no, the Mishnah is speaking about a bori. Are you at a problem? So holy Moshach, but this Mekabel Matana was in Moshach, and now he died. So this Mishnah is going according to a member, another member of Rav. The Omar Rav Huna Marav, Monali Biyotcho, Tineyu Loy Leplaini. You have here three people. You have here a mafkit who had given over a mona to a nifka. So Reuven gave over his mona to Shimon. And Shimon is watching Reuven's mona. And now Reuven tells Shimon, Tuneyu loy leploini, give this mona to Levi. B'maymet shloshten, and all three are standing there, B'shas, Reuven instructs Shimon to give it to Levi, so Levi is standing there, Reuven is standing there, Shimon is standing there. So then, Rav said a chiddush, we'll see later as the sugya progresses, it's a merdik chiddush, how this works. But the minute it's abachine ki hu omar vayehi. Reuven says, give to Shimon, give to Levi, and it becomes Levi. Without a ma'isa kinyan. But, Rav said that's only if it's ba'en. If the money is ba'en, then there's a din of ma'imet shloshim. Money ba'en, ba'etzem, is a bar kinyan. You can be makna money ba'en. There are kinyonim on money ba'en. So Remsen the Ktzais explains this in Siman Kuf Samach Vav. So he says, money be'en. So since it's a bar kinyan, Chazal made a new, there's a new kinyan of Maimed Shloshen. So he says, we don't have to be in the spoil Maimed Shloshen. So he says, Chazal's kinyan is not worse than Minik HaTagra. That means, Lahaloche, if the business people, they shake hands on a deal. I'm selling you a karka, fine, this and this, for this and this price. I'm selling you, let's shake hands. They shook hands. The deal is finished. Now, between you and me, this union of shaking hands, you will not find in any Mishnah in that speaks about kinyoni karka. So how does this work? That's a minigatagram. Minigatagram, when a deal is settled, they shake hands, that shows their... that they agree to what they spoke about, it's sold. Zuktik Tzais. So if Chazal said, if all three are standing there, and he tells them, give them, it's also become Levi's. So then, we can understand, this is a momenist, which is a bar hakno. And Chazal said, Maimit Shloshen is a Maisekinye. Finished. Achayis. Let's say, let's speak about the same scenario. By Achoyth, Shimon borrowed money from Reuven. So now Reuven will tell Shimon, and Levi standing there, Shimon, don't pay me, pay Levi. Now, if Maimich Loshen would work, it means he owes Levi now. He doesn't owe Reuven, he owes Levi. But here we're making a Maisa Kinyan on intangible Momenus. What is he makne? Achoyth is Momenus that it's not Birshusoi, it's not mine, it's intangible momenus. I have schusim, but it's not momen that is a bar hakno. So memele, so Rav Huna Marav, Rav Zvit held, that this whole takona of Maimich Loshen is only if it's momen ba'en. If it's a choiv, Maimich Loshen does not help. So Memela Sonarav Zvit says, I'll explain to you the Mishnah, I'll explain to you what Rav said. The Mishnah is speaking about Maimit Shloshen. All three were standing there. The Mafke told the Nifka Tnu Leplaini. And Rav said, and one more condition, that the moment is bad. It's not a chayiv. And then the din is, so Levi was kaine, so Phil Reuven dies, you give it to Levi because it's Levi's already. So that's how Rav explained the Mishnah, it's been by Maimit Shloshen, but Maimit Shloshen only works by Mom and Ben. So that's one way to understand Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Papa Oma, Rav Papa said, Lo'ilom b'shchiv mara. No, it's speaking about a shchiv mara. So speaking about a shchiv mara, we have no problems whatsoever to understand how plainly is koine, because we have a cloud of reshrimra kirsuv and musurim donim. Now we only had one problem. Why does the money have to be banned? If the money is not banned, it's also good. But there's another member of Rav, and because of this other member that Rav held, that's why Rav had to say here, it's Tziburim u'Menochim. The Omar Rav, Rav had said, Shrimera she'omar tnu mona l'ploini minachosai. The Shrimera said, give to ploini a mona minachosai. So if he said mona zeh, he specified which mona to give. Nice. So you'll give it. Mona stam. If he said he didn't specify which mona, mona stam, ain't nice name. Why not? He has to specify this a chilek, if this mona, another mona, why do you have to specify? Chayshinon, so Rav said, Chayshinon shema mona kovo komo. That means this person is giving a matone, so who says he wants to give the mona that he has in his safe and he has in his wallet? No, he had a mona that's buried in the Atlantic Ocean for practical purposes. Now, he doesn't need it. He had no way, he knows no way how to get it. But he'd like to do some tzedakah seif yomov. He's very good-hearted seif yomov. So he decided to be goymul chesed, to give yenna the money. If you know a way how to get it, become a godel. I'm giving it to you with my full heart. So, when I said this, divrei shimran, I said monestam. So after he dies, he can't go to my house and go to my safe and take out my brand new money that I got from the bank. I didn't mean that. I meant I'm on ice. I didn't say which money, and I meant this money. Now really, the Shchimera should have been more specific. If he meant the money that's covered in the Atlantic Ocean, or so, he should have been more specific. But what do you want from the person? He's a Shchimera. He's 2 hours before the death. He can't explain everything what he means, but could be he meant that. So Memele Rav said that one says, a Shchimera will say, Tnu Mona Leplaini, forget about it. I can't assume that he means any Mona. It could very well mean a money that was difficult for him to get, and that money he's giving away. So that's how Rav Poppe said pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Poppe said pshat in the Mishnah, speaking about the Shrimera, there's no problem whatsoever how it's is kind of divrei Shrimera. But it has to be tziburim vayimdim, because if not, it's money stam ein neisnim. Chayshin en shema mona kovo komo. Fine. Now the Hilchus, now the Gemara says, we don't paskin likvur eloi chashin. Our Gavuch, we don't paskin like this guy. But that's our problem. But that's pshat and the Rav of our Mishnah. He says, the Rav that said pshat in our Mishnah was tziburim and menochim, that said it had to be tziburim because Rav holds chashin lemon ekovo, and that's why you need it. We don't paskin like this guy. So now we have here a machlokes amayroim, how to understand pshat in Rav and in our Mishnah. Rav Zvid said it's speaking about Naim et Shloshten, and you need mom and ben. And Rav Popper said it's speaking about a shchimra, and you need mom and ben in order to take away the chash of monikova. So now the Gemara asks, Rav Popper, my timer loy oma ke Rav Zvid. Why didn't he say like Rav Zvid? So the Gemara answers, kosova Rav Popper. A popper held ki omar rav loishna b'milva loishna b'pikodin, because a popper personally held that the din of maimet shloshten works by milva also. That what rav holds maimet shloshten held, he personally held that it works afilu by milva. So rav can't be speaking about maimet shloshten, because by maimet shloshten you don't need a money ben, milva is also good. So that's why Rav Popper had to say, we're not speaking about Maimich Loshna, we're speaking about the Shimera, and then the Chashin of Monakova. Rav Zvid, my time, Eloi Omake Rav Popper. Why didn't Rav Zvid say Rav Popper speaking about a Matna Shimera? He says, because I hold the Mishnah is not speaking about a Shimera. Mimai. The Mishnah is speaking about a bori. Midiktoni, because the first bova of the Mishnah says, Ha'ayma tnu getzeli ishti ishtashifa zela abdi umeis, la'yitnu la'achamisa. So the Mishnah is telling us aloch, if he said, tnu, give it, it cannot be given lachamisosai and get lachamisa. Taima, so now we can make two diyukim from our Mishnah. Taima de meis, so you don't give it if he died. Komichayim noisnim, but Kozman is alive, you'll give it over to the Isha. Dik number one. Then taima, dik number two, the omatnu, he said specifically, give it. Holoi omatnu, what would be if he would have said kisvu? Kisvu get la ishti, so it says in our Mishnah, we can be medayik from our Mishnah, he said, kisvu get la ishti, we would not give over the get. Why? Because kisvu get la ishti was never a tzivui to give over. Kisvu get means write a get. Let's take the words literally. What will I do with a written get? I'll put it away for a rainy day. If I'll ever decide to give a get, I'll have a get. I'll have a written get. But kisvu does not mean tnu. So that's why the Mishnah specifically, that the Mishnah is telling us, if he calls man, he didn't die, you give over the get, because he said tnu. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Ushchiv mara. So now Rav Zvit says, if our Mishnah is speaking about a shchiv mara, afal gav doloi omar tnu noisnim, afilu he didn't say tnu, he would have said kisvu, you also give it over. So our Mishnah can't be speaking about a shchiv mara. This not, we learned a Mishnah as follows. Barishayna haya imrin. In the beginning they said, hayayitze bekoilo, a person is going out to get executed. Va'oma, and he said, kisvu get liishti. He says, kisvu get liishti. So there the aloch is, arei elo yichtavu v'yitno. You write it as quick as possible and give it over. I, this person, said kisvu, so we have to understand he's going to be executed, his mind isn't too clear to tell you everything, but you should understand he doesn't need a get for a rainy day, he's leaving this world pretty soon. So kochoch, kisvu means kisvu etnu. I didn't specify it, his mind is not too clear to specify exactly what he means. But that's it. That's a person who's such a person is very fatumult, very bohu. So memele, there we say kisvu means kisvu utnu. Chazluloina. Then they said further, a bigger chiddush. Acha meforish, a person who's going liyam. Vayoyte b'shayor, he's going into a caravan in the midbar, which is also a mokim sakone. He's not so bohul as a yoytze lehoreg, but he's also bohul. So that person will say, kisvu, I also can assume that he means kisvu utnu. Rab Shimon Shizuri yoyme, acha mesuken. Rab Shimon Shizuri said a bigger chiddush. He's not going any place. He's a shchiv mesuken. He's a shchiv mera. He's lying in bed. So perhaps over there his das is more tzolo. But no, if he says kisvu, it's also kisvu utnu. So we see from Rav Shimon Shizuri that kisvu of a shchiv mera is equivalent to kisvu utnu. So now Rav Zvid asks, according to you, Rav Popper, the Sefer is speaking about a shchiv mera, you tell me. Some of the Reish is also speaking about a shchiv mera. The Mir the Sefer. So why did the Mishnah say he said tnu? I feel he would have said kisvu, it would also be the same din. That if he died, you don't give it over. If he didn't die, you do give it over. Why did the Mishnah specify tnu? His araya, we're speaking about a bori, not about a shchimra. That's why Rav Zvi said, I couldn't learn like a pope, because if the Mishnah is speaking about a shchimra, we have a problem. Why did the Mishnah specify tnu? Kisvu would also be the same thing. Maskif lo Ravashi. So Ravashi asked on Rav Zvi, excuse me. That means, who told you that our Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon Shizuri? You're right. According to Rav Shimon Shizuri, we have a problem. Why did the Mishnah write to know? I'll tell you. Maybe the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon only hold Hayyitzi Bekoiler. But not Shchiv Mara. So Mamela, so it's no problem why the Mishnah said to know. That is the sugya. Now let us see Rashi. זאת רשי, והוא שציבורים, מונה דקטוני מסניסן, ומונה, that the Mishnah speaking about, בציבורים ומונוחים המויס הסקינון, the money is sovor, it's in a pile, it's laying, for Omar, and he said, מונה זה, this money to know the plain. So the Gemara asks, and now let's understand how is the Mishnah speaking about. If it's speaking about a bori, matnas bori, bimetaltlim, yochel arza boi, ad sheyimshach. He could be chayzer till he makes meshiche. V'yat v'yor sheinami motzi lemehede bei. And the Yerish could also have charotim. Now, I had problems understanding this Rashi, and let me explain my problems. L'chayre, lulei divrei Rashi, we learned the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Holei moshach. So, daksach mir. Tnu mona lish pleini umeis, yitnu la'achamise. So the problem is, how could you give la'achamise? It doesn't belong to him anymore. It belongs to the Yerushim. A mace can't be makne. All the cheschoines we have and get lachemisa say matona lachemisa. So lechayre, we don't have to say lachemisa. Let us ask a kasha. Lachemisa. Let's say the Yerushim have to have charote. Lechayre, there's no musig of charote lechayre by the Yerushim. Charote means if I said something, so now I want to be mischaret. If the father wanted to give something away, lemaisa the father was unable to give it away, so finish. So it's not given away because it wasn't given away, finished. The musig of charote, I think, only applies to someone who started doing something and is mischaret. Now, the Loshon of Rashi says two things over here. Matnes bori b'metaltelim, yochel lachzer boy ad sheyimshech. Rashi talks about charote. He could be choizer till he makes meshicha. Now, let us just explain, what is he choizer from? So, dachsech mir, I mean, the chazore by the ov is, like this halacha is by chazoke, and I would assume by meshicha it's also the same halacha. By chazoke, the matna says, leik chazeke kni, make a maisa kinyan. That means the kaina hears from the makna, make a maisa kinyan. So then finished. So then later when he makes the maisa kinyan, he doesn't have to go over to the makna. Should I make? He told him already. Make a maisa kinyan, leichazeko kni, and then he makes the maisa kinyan without re-asking the makna. He told him leichazeko kni. What will happen if before he makes the Maisa Kinyan, he says, I changed my mind. I don't want him that he should be kind of the karka. So l'chayre, he was mevatel the leich hazeka kni. He changed his mind. So he can't be kind. So that's the first half of Rashi. Tnu l'ploini. So Rashi says, yochel lachzer boy ad sheyimshach. He could be mischaret. From the Tnula Pliny, he said that it should be given over to Yenem. So I could be chayzer, nothing happened yet. The Yerushai Nami Motzi Lemeheder Bei. The Yerush can also have charote. So this I don't understand the Musig, what do you mean the Yerush can have charote? Where's the union of charote? If he wasn't kindness and that belongs to me, I never made a Maisik union. So what's Yerush Nami Motzi Lemeheder Bei? I don't understand so good. Now, Alibe demand the Leslie Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hemeis. Now Rashi is just being מאירר האורף, וזה כלל מצווה לקיים דברי המס. That means this has nothing to do with השכיב מרע, אפילו בי הבורי, he said something, there's a מצווה לקיים דברי המס. So ממילא, so if you hold mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, the mission is gevalde good. The father said, give a mona to Pliny, he dies, you should still give it over, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. So Rashi says, there's a machlokes in this, and our Gemara held, you don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. So memela, so we don't understand, why should it be given over l'achamisa? ובאים את שלושתן קונה, לכמה מפורש טיימן, וציבורי מעינן, וסבר רב זביד, לאומה רב קונה, אלא בפיקודן, תקוני לכל היכה דעיסה. הפיקודן is בעין, so therefore he's kind of wherever it is, even though it's by the נפקה. שם המון לקובו, יש לו בקרקע, והוא דיואים לך, that's what he's giving to him. לא ישנה במלווה, so Rapopa did not want to say like Rav Zvid, because he holds Maimich Loshen helps by Milva also. That the money that the Malva is being Makne is non-existent here. He doesn't possess it. It's not Ben. That means Reuven lent Shimon $100. Not $100 belongs to Shimon. So what Reuven wants to be makne to Levi, which money does he want to be makne to Levi? There's no money on the world yet that he could be makne to Levi. His money is not bad. But Maimich Loshen helps on that. Hilkach Levin in Tziburin, Iba Maimich Loshen and Kamayri Masnissen. That's why Rapopa said, it can't be speaking by Maimich Loshen. Time of the mace. Who do lo yitnu den get lachamis? Ha mechayim noisnim. Leitzorich sulim luchei be, betayme da oma tenu. Kleime vode da kine mechaim noisnim, tayme da oma mikore tenu, kediktoni tenu get lishti. Halei oma tenu, if we didn't say tenu, ele kisvu, lehave toli tane de masnisen tayme, de lo yitnu mishum mise. Da fila mechaim name ye noisnin, ad de leime tenu, if you would have said kisvu, you don't give it over. Midlik Tony Haimakis will get leashed to you, Mesli Itnalachamisa. Shma minom, Yomahoch, Ephilomechaim Namilo Yavine, Vibishrimera, Afal Gav, the Layoma Tanu, Alakis, for Yavine, Kapshim and Shazuri, Hayetze, Bekoiler, Lehoreg, Vomakis will get leashed to Kadesh, like the Zokek, Leovim, Elichto, Vyitno, the Mitershu, who bowl our Navshay since he's Fatumult, like Goma Le Milsays, he didn't end off his Diburim, Kisvu Tnu. Me Kisvu Tnu have a diet. Hamaforish Biyam is going to the Yam. Ayeche Bishayora, Le Midbor, he's going out with a caravan to the Midbor, Afa Mesukin, Shrimara. So that's why Rav Zvi did not want to learn that our Mishnah is speaking about a Shrimara. Because then the Reisha did not have to say Tnu Kisvu would be sufficient, and then Rav Ashi said, maybe our Mishnah is not going according to Rav Shimon Shizul. Now, let us see Taisvis. Tnu mona l'pleini umeis, yitnu la'acha misa. L'man demuki lo bebori ubemaymet shloshti. Now Taisus is going to discuss other things. According to Rav Zvid, that our Mishnah is speaking about a bori, is speaking about a b'maimich loshten. In tzorich loymer de ledidei reisha nami airi b'maimich loshten. Now Taisus says, according to Rav Zvid, we do not have to say that the reisha is also speaking about maimich loshten. Now, before, so now Taisus is saying what we don't have to say, but let's see what Taisus is speaking about. That means, l'chayre did be a mokim to say. If the Sefer is speaking about Maimich Loshten and the Bori, so we should rightfully assume that the Reish is also speaking about Maimich Loshten and the Bori. L'chayre, it would be proper to say, we just ended up by saying that Mistome, we just ended up, Rapope doesn't want to, Razvi doesn't want to say like Rapope, because if the Mishnah is speaking about a Shrimmeras, and Reish is also speaking about a Shrimmeras, you don't need to know, Kiss was also good. So Taisvis is saying, so Lachayre we should say, but then he says you don't have to say, but let's forget about you don't have to. Lachayre we should say, according to Rav Zvid, that the Sefer is speaking about a Bori and Maimich Lashton. So Lachayre we should say, the Reish is also speaking about a Bori and Maimich Lashton. That means, so let's explain what we're talking about. So the Reisha, Kisvu get leishti, Kisvu tnu, I'm sorry, tnu get leishti, tnu shtar shichel la'avdi, is speaking about, we have a shtar, we have Ruvin, the Odin, let's say Ruv, the Odin, Shimon, and the Evet, or the Baal, Shimon, and the Isha. And if we say that the Sefer is speaking about Maimich Loshten, so the Reisha is also speaking about Maimich Loshten, and the Mishnah is telling us, by Shtar Shichel, it is no good, by Get, it is no good, but by Mone, it is good. That's L'chayre, how we should say, that the flow of the Mishnah, all three Bovis should be speaking about the same case, because the only difference that we see in the Mishnah is the Reish is speaking about a Get and a Shtar Shichel, and the Sefer is speaking about a Mone. But the Eifin Hakno, the Mishnah did not differentiate between the Reish and the Sefer. So L'chayre, we should say that that's Pshat. All three Bovis are speaking about Maimich Loshten, Get, Shtar Shichel, and Mone. Now, but this is Ein Tzorach Leima, but let's just forget about Ein Tzorach Leima. If we would say, the day Reisha Nami Ayri B'maimet Shloshten, Umayri, then let's say, so then we should say, Shaget Kvar Be'en, then we'll have to say that the Get is Be'en, Dimeine Be'en Afele B'momen Lo Shaykh Maimet Gimel, according to Rav Zvid. Va'ayri, you will also say, She'isha Reitze Bekach, that the Isha wants to get, because Maimet Shloshten is never Balkoche de Mekabel. So the third person, the recipient, has to want. Va'ashmi'inon, Leitikon Maimet Gimel Bishtar Elo B'momoyin. So the Mele, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, so why don't you say Maimet Shloshten? You don't say Maimet Shloshten because Maimet Shloshten was only said by Gufay Momen and not by Shtoris. So that means before the Ein Tzorech Loima, so let's just say Tzorech Loima, so it would come out that the Mishnah is speaking, all three cases are speaking about Maimet Shloshten, the Shtar is Be'en. And why doesn't it work in the first two cases? Because there's no Takona of Maimet Shloshten by Shtoris. All Shtoris. All Shtoris. Now, let me just elaborate what Tosfos is saying over here. Let's talk about a case that Reuven has a shtar that Bevel owes the money, a shtar habo, that Bevel owes Reuven $500. This shtar is by Shimon. Shimon is holding his shtar. Now Reuven wants to be makne this shtar to Levi. With Maimet Shloshten. Can he do this, yes or no? So we have a Tosfos in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that says no. The Takone of Maimet Shloshten was only said by Momen and not by Shtoris. It's a Takone of Maimet Shloshten. It wasn't said by Shtoris. Where do I figure this out? Because what's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? Because the Reish is Shtoris and the Sefer is money. Oh, so the Mishnah was Megalit to us that Maimet Shloshten does not work by Shtoris, it only works by Momen. That would be if we would say that all three cases are speaking by Maimet Shloshten. But Tosfos is going to say, Ein Tzorech Loima, that means you don't have to say that all three cases are speaking by Maimed Shloshen, and I don't have a raya that Maimed Shloshen doesn't help Ashtos. That is the Ivre in Taisus. Fragt Rabbi Kevega, he says he doesn't understand. How, afilu we will assume that the Mishnah is speaking about Shtoris, that the Mishnah is speaking about Shtoris. I feel we will assume that the Reisha is speaking about Maimed Shloshen. So I have another way how to understand why it doesn't help by getting Shtar Shicha. You know why? Because by getting Shtar Shicha is a din v'nos and biyoda. Kinyonim doesn't help. You can't be makne. You can't be makne a get. You can't be makne Shtar Shicha. You have to make a mice in the scene, v'nosan biyodo. So, memele, so you know why Maimed Shloshen doesn't help? A filo Maimed Shloshen is a mice kinyan, and the ish is kinder the get. But being kind by being kinder a get, it doesn't become hard. You need v'nosan biyodo. Kinyonim don't help. That is Rabbi Kevega's kasha. She doesn't understand, Taisvis understood that if the Reish is speaking by Maimed Shloshten, I can derive from this a halach in Hilchis Maimed Shloshten that Shtoris don't help. Rabbi Kevega didn't understand this. It could be it does help by Shtoris, but by getting in Shtar Shicha doesn't help. There's no din of. Yeah. Now, Taylor remembers yesterday we mentioned the machlokes Rabbi Kevega and the Taylor's Gittin if by Shtar Shicha there's a chesoron of v'nosan biyodo. If there is a chesoron of tligitach bal gabi karke. So if we will say like the Taylor's Gittin says that there's no din of v'nosan biyodo by Shtar Shicha, so now Taisvis had yogeret some zach. So Taisvis had, even though Taisvis is speaking about get, but L'cheire, the Mishnah is also speaking about Shtar Shicha. Now, Shtar Shicha, there's no din of v'nosan biyodo. According to the Teres Gittin, there's no din of v'nosan biyodo. Kinyonim also help. So why doesn't Maimed Shloshten help? Is a raya that Maimed Shloshten does not help by Shtoris. So that, Rav Shmuel speak to Sarah, according to the Teres Gittin, is not shver this kasha. Okay, but I'll upon him. But Taisvis is telling us that this whole thing is not necessary. And Philo the Sefer speaking by Maimed Shloshten, ain't zorich loima the deration ami airi be Maimed Shloshten. And you'll prove from this that Maimed Shloshten doesn't help by Shtoris. Ella be mommy. The ain't nirish yechalku amiroim bereishi the masnis. Because we don't find amachlekes amiroim the story of the reisha. The mar muki lo be Maimed Shloshen, that the Rav Zvid zets is ein by Maimed Shloshen, o mar be kisvu et nu, and Rav Popper says it's speaking about it wasn't even written, the Shtar. So, the Gemara should have mentioned this, amach leikis and the Reisha, what Pshan the Reisha is. So Taisus says, so therefore, I have no right to say, I feel according to Rav Zvid, that the Reisha is speaking by Maimed Shloshen. Hello. The Sefer Davke Pligi, the Sefer, the Zamachlekes, Rav Zvid and Rav Poppe. Is it speaking by Bori, Maimed Shloshen, is it speaking about Shrimera? Umayri Reishi Lekulo, but the Reishi is speaking about Bekisvu, no. It's speaking the get wasn't written, there's no Maimed Shloshen, and there's Garnish mit Garnish. Afilu Lamanda Mukilo be Bori, Afilu the Sefer speaking about Bori. The Leishayich Maimed Shloshen, if the Reish is speaking about Kisvu Utnu, so there's no Maimed Shloshen. Va'av al-gav the Lehavi Reish dum yid the Seif. Aye, so it comes out that the Reish is not the same like the Seif. Ein lochush. Don't be such a yekir. It has to be shtim. The Reish has to be speaking about the exact same case like the Seif. Dochenami leman de mukilo b'shchimra. I feel that you'll say it's speaking about a shchim. According to Rapopa, they have a reisha dum yin de seifa mikol vakol, shashtar eini boilum kshimitzav alite, ba monu kvar boilum. He says, I feel that according to Rapopa, They're speaking about Shchimera. They're not completely similar. You say both are speaking about Shchimera. But the get wasn't written, and the mona is boila. So Mamelis, what is Taisva saying? Don't worry, the reisha doesn't have to be similar to the sefer. So now Taisva just calmed us down. We don't have to build chedushim. So now Taisva says, L'chem seifaket from the Gemara we just learned. The Gemara said that Rav Zvitz said it can't be speaking about a Shchimera because then the Reish is also speaking about a Shchimera. And if it's speaking about a Shchimera, you don't need to know Kisvut, no. So Lechay Taisus saying Mamish Fakir from the Gemara we just learned. So Taisus says, Afal gab de be Gemara muchach mi Reishe the Seifa Ayri bibori. The Gemara says the Reish is not speaking about a Shchimera. It's a Rayim that the Seifa is speaking about a Bori. Alme boy de la viseife dumi de reishe. Heine mishum de islo luk mikulu bechad gavre. So Taisu says, the similarity has to be that both are speaking about the same type of a person. A shrimera, a bori. Avon mekomokem loy boy la shvinu le gamri, that's the same type of maise kinyin. It's ben or not ben, that don't have to compare. Now, the Gemara asked Akashe, V'holoi Moshach. The Gemara asked, if it's speaking about a Bori, so why do you give it La'acha Misa? This Bori wasn't Moshach. Teime, my Porich, O'kaimelon, Mitzvah, L'kayim, Divrei Hameis. The Gemara in the end of our Perik says, Mitzvah, L'kayim, Divrei Hameis. So that means if a person said something and he died later, Mitzvah, L'kayim, Divrei Hameis. Imkayim, Luki masnisen bebori. So what's the whole problem? Speaking about a bori, shemitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. We paskin like that. That's the big problem. We paskin like that. The yeshloima. So on this kasha, Taisa is going to say a multitude of terutzim, but this is a kasha. Teretz number one. Kiven the chachomim pligi arameya. This concept of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis is a machlokes. The chachamim achilek an remeya. The less lo mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. They hold you don't say mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Afal gav the kaimelon kremeya. Even though we paskan la locha like remeya, we do say mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Leiboi lo ukmi masnisen ki yechidor. He doesn't want to say the mission is going according to Adas Yochid, like the Rameya. Even though we paskin like this Yochid, a stam mishnah like a Yochid, the Gemara did not want to be that sign. Now prove it to you, ki the Ashkron bepeiri kol aget, leimuki shmur masnisen ki yechidoi krab yoisi, doma osu shein ezeiche ki zeiche. There I have a problem with a different mishnah, and Shmuel did not want to say the mission is going according to Rabbi Yossi, the whole Tosu Shein Ezeche, Kezeche, Avagav, the Berkam, the Bob Metziah, Sova Shmuel, Kibor, say Shmuel holds that we do pass the Tosu Shein Ezeche, Kezeche, but Shmuel did not want to Zetzain and Mishnah Ki Yechidoi. So we see there's such a concept that even though we pass the light Rameya, but it's a Yechidoi, we don't Zetzain, a Stam Mishnah like Yechidoi. Void Yeshloina. Teretz number two. We can't say the Mishnah holds mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. Then came ayuyi tzibur. So why do you need tzibur? Afilo ain't, if it's speaking about a bori, and not mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, afilo ain't tzibur in nami. The sover ha-gemore mitzvah l'kayim. Let me read you the lotion of the Rashash. Shaykh afilu b'mon estam, de b'bori lechashin en l'mon ekova midolai pirish. So Taisa says, if it's speaking about a bori, alt mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, so why did Rav say it's speaking about tziburim? By a bori, we never chayish for mon ekova. A bori is not bohu. If he meant a mon ekova, he should have said, been more specific. So if he said to no mona leploin, he doesn't mean a mona kova. So why do you need it to be tzibur? So kochoch, the Mishnah does not hold mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Vim toim el rav gufe tikshe. So I don't say sign that it's as mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis, because if it's mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis, so why do I need tzibur? That toys with so rav gufe yishver. Why the look me? Let us say the Mishnah is speaking about mishum de misel kein dem reyemes a fil ein zibur zweite draht hat mir gesagt schon ekimte wie er schleimer der rabbe sovel oker meye ele kabyis ik de posach mo peg mit si si shnami kabyis rab does not hold mit zvel kein dem reyemes so me mele so dasig is going according to rab so according to rab we have problems in rab if rab is speaking about a bori holy moshach rab does not hold mit zvel kein dem reyemes That's Okimtalach, that we don't want to set sein kech yidoi, and the Rav himself doesn't hold mitzvah kaim divrei emes. Vo'oi meforish Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Rabbeinu Tam said, let me just tell you, in this din of mitzvah kaim divrei emes, there are specific halachas when you say mitzvah kaim divrei emes, when you don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. Vayim mefarash Rabbeinu Tam. Lamrinim mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, elo bedobo sho'ushlash mitchilo l'kach v'yad sholish, dumye damashlish mois labitoi otnu shekel labona. Period. The din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes is, it was given over to someone for the express purpose to give to Yana. And then we say, if he died, then this is the mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. But if this person got this before, not with the purpose of giving it over to this third person, and then later I come over to him 10 years later, he's holding it for 10 years, he says, you know what, I want you to give it to Bell. So since it was not given over to him to give to Bell, it was given over to him to watch for me. 10 years later, I tell him, you know, I want you to give it to Baal. In such a case, there's no din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So, memele, oy mefosh Rabbeinu Tam, lemrin mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, ela bedovor shehushlash mitchilo l'kach b'yad sholish. That it was given over for this, when it was given over to a second person, to give over to this third person. In our Mishnah is mashmed that it was not given over for this purpose. If it would say ze, so it means I'm giving him now this money, tnu money zeleplaini. But tnu mona leplaini could very well mean he was holding the mona for the last 10 years, my mona, and I told them tnu mona leplaini. So since it wasn't hushlash mitchila lekar, there's no din a mitzvah lekayim divrei emes. V'leidami lahoylech mona leplaini. Hoylech, so Tosfos is saying now teitschvelta. Tnu mona zeh means I'm giving it to you now for this purpose. Then there's a mitzvah lekayim divrei emes. To new mona leplaini means you had it ready for 10 years. Give this mona leplaini. Leidami lahilach mona leplaini de lekaman damrinen ala mitzvah lekaim divrei emes. Af agav de leiton is it the hilach mona leplaini mash mishape de leize shemoisa loy baise shal lahilach yoisa mi mitnu mona leplaini. Now Tosfos says if I say hilach mona leplaini, hilach means deliver. So there, we hear from what I'm saying, deliver the mona leplaini. From this it sounds I'm giving it over to you now to deliver. That's the type, shaylach mona leplaini. You're getting it now to deliver. I feel without the mona zeh. Tnu mona leplaini could very well mean you had it 10 years. I'm telling you now to give it over to plain. So memele, so Tosfos is telling us a yesod that mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes is only if it was specifically given to him to give over to a third person, then there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. And tnu mona is not mashma, was given over specifically to give over. Now, this yesod, b'chei mashma b'perek mishemes, gabi isa giyayre, v'haba mani b'taym, nitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, b'trei s'alti zuzi, Now, this is a very interesting Gemara over there, and Tosfos will mention this Gemara in our sugya a few times, so let's just mention the Gemara. Issa Giyore was a had a son, Mori. This Issa Giyore was a goy. When Mori became, when his wife, he had a Yiddish wife, I think Shmuel's daughter, I think, and he was a goy, b'shasta his oyin of Mori, and later, b'shasta later, he was Megai himself already. So this Mori was halachically not his son. Because there was a rosh shaloi b'kedusha, so it's akam abobas Yisrael, the child is not meyuchas to the goyish father. Fine. He's not his son. Then he was Megaya, and it seems this is, see, he was a ger without children. That was really what his matzah was. He had 12,000 zuz of pekodim by Rove. Now, then this is a Yairi got, the days were approaching that he's going to leave this world. His son Mori was in yeshiva, and Rove had the money. And Rove was delighted. What's going to happen? 12,000 zuz. This is going to die. Nichsei Hager, this Hefker, Baruch Hashem. Rove could do a lot of good things with the 12,000 zuz. And the Gemara is racking their brains. The sister was going to try to figure out how can he get this money to Mori? It was a big problem. So Tosfos asks, "What's the problem?" Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. So you just send over a telegram to Rove. At Rove, I want this money to be given over to my son Mori, and all problems will be solved. Then Rove will have a new mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. So the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara is racking the brains how Issa could be makter the money to Mori. So why didn't the Gemara think of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis? Taisa says, you know why? The right to the Rabbeinu Tam. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis is only if hushlos mitchila l'kayim. If it would have been given over to Rove, and it was, when Rove took it, Rove was told, Rove, I'm giving it to you to give over to Mori, some emailer, so then there wouldn't be any problem. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. But when it was given over to Rove, this was not mentioned in Ganson. Later he'll say, give it over to Mori, there's no din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. So the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya to his yesod from this gemara. Now let us see again. Chemashvek mishemeis kamisa giyoyre. Vava mahani beitayim of the mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis p'treifa dreisa alfe zuzi shehitkin l'rove, the 1,200,000 zuz that he gave to Rove. Lefish lehuv kedu metchilo l'sitem l'rav mor. The yesh litchak, maybe this is all. We have enough in the right to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Tam said a shtik teure. The shemel emrin the mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis elok shasholish misratze. Maybe there's another tenai in mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis that the sholish has to be merutze to do this. The Rabbi le'yoyichov etzli sholish l'kach. Rabbi is no interest in being a sholish. So it could be you don't need hushlish mitchila lekach, but you do need when he's telling him, he should say, yes, 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 I'll do this. Now, I just like to mention one thing. We'll maybe have a stira later in another Taisvis, but the Yelis HaShachar says on this Tosfos, and also the Machna Frayim, Nulchis Schiyah Maton, the Simen Chof Tes. Hanegei Alonu, so far, Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hames is a Kinyan, which means as follows. As soon as the mess dies, that means if Reuven, whenever there's a din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, that Reuven told Shimon, give this to Levi, and Shimon agreed, it was hushos mitchil l'kach, it wasn't hushos mitchil l'kach, And then Reuven dies. The minute he dies, it belongs to Levi. Mitzvah lekayim divrei emes is a kinyan. No, the kinyan comes out from since it's mitzvah lekayim divrei emes, it's koni to Levi. So memele, so we have here a problem. We have a problem. I wasn't mori koine. It's mitzvah lekayim divrei emes. So Taisa says, either you need hushel shmitchila lekach, or was given to Shimon to give over to Levi, then it becomes Levi's as soon as Reuven dies, or al kaponim, if it wasn't given, but later Shimon was melutzah to give it over to Levi, and then Reuven dies. But Rava would never have been merutze, so it wasn't Hushush Metchila Lekach, he wasn't merutze later, so there's no mitzvah lekayim debri emes. V'oid oima Rabbeinu Tam. And now the Rabbeinu Tam says, go a big lomdis. The beger loy amrine mitzvah lekayim debri emes. By a ger you don't say mitzvah lekayim debri emes. Why? The chol de isay bi Yerusha. Mitzvah lekayim dvoro, hoyel v'loy posa koichoy mayoisei hamomim, dimi koichoy yershim. Avol ger de lesa bi Yerusha, posa koichoy mimomoynoy, ein mitzvah lekayim dvoro, b'chi agav nomrinen, hosom d'chod isa bi Yerusha, isa b'mashchiv mara. Now let's just mention, Tais is saying, amoyre dikalomdes. The gather of Yerusha is, that means if Yaakov possess something and Yaakov dies, it goes over to Reuven. Now when it goes over to Reuven, the Torah is saying that Reuven becomes a memale mokim of Yaakov. That means now Yaakov was always Yaakov. Now you come in the place of Yaakov. Reuven takes it over because Be'etzim, it is still Yaakov. It still belongs to Yaakov. And as the Torah said, you should, but since there's no Yaakov here, you should be a malamokim of Yaakov. But, so the whole bailus of Reuven is because it really belongs to Yaakov. So we say, you should be oimed b'mkaymai. A ger that does not have any yoshim, when he dies, his bailus is nifka. That means the bailus of the yid, his pshad is when he dies, it's not, it's his and it's given over to his mamala mokim. So every yoirish is taking over from the moirish who had a bailus on it. And since he has a bailus bimisosoi, so if he had said he wants that this should be given over to Levi, so we chazal made at the kon of mitzvah lekayim divrei emes that it becomes Levi's. Why does it become Levi's with Reuven's misa? Because it's Reuven's after Reuven dies. That he's meirish to Shimon. So, but he said, I want this to go to Levi. Even though this is a takonus chachomim of mitzvah lekayim divrei emes, but al koponim it only works by a person who after his death still has a bailus on his nechosim, and instead of being meirish to the yairish, we're maknit to the mekabel maton. But a ger, so it could be, yisigier b'chlal is a third reason why it was not given over to Mori because he has no bailus the nechosim lachem isosei. And we see a similar halacha by Matna Shchivmera. The Gemara says that Matna Shchivmera does not apply to Ger because Matna Shchivmera is ki Yerusha Shavua, it's like a Yerusha. And but it's also the same rayon that whoever has nechosim to be meirish can be meirish to matna shchivmera. This is al kaponim the shakla v'talya of Taisvis, why we don't say in nasu gemitzel lekayim divrei emes. Is sforim de garsi shchivmera shomar tnu mona lepoini min nichsai noisnim mona ze noisnim mona stvam ein noisnim dilme mona kovo kovo. Now Taisvis brings down a different girsa than from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, if a person says, nu ploy tu mona le ployni mi nichsai, so it matters if he said mona ze or mona stam. Taisus had a girse, if he said, nu mona le ployni mi nichsai, you give all the time. If he said, nu mona stam, then ain't noisnim, mona ze noisnim. He didn't say minichsai. Minichsai, noisnim, mona ze, noisnim, mona stam, ain't noisnim. Duma mona kova kama. But before a shri, the hochi perush. The sha'omar minichsai noisnim, when a person says minichsai noisnim, a filo oma mona stam. If he said nichsai, velechashinu le mona kova, kivin shemitzava losis loy mishaloy, if he's saying give my money, he wants to give my money, so then it's a chilek, this money, that he wants to give a money of his. Vaho diktoni money ze noisnin, money stam ein noisnin, kshemetzava los isloi mishaloi. When he's not saying minichsai, I'm not giving my, from my nechosim to that person. I'm being moide that I have a money of his by me. That's the type. I don't say minichsai, so it's not matone, it's haidoe. Haidoe means I have a mona of his by me. So if it's haidoe, so now we can start thinking, I have a mona of his, well, maybe that mona is buried 20 feet on the ground. That means if you're giving away, why should I say this person, 2 hours before his mis is giving a matone, means to give a money that's in the Atlantic Ocean that's buried 20 feet on the ground. He doesn't even tell where it is. That's not mistava. But if I'm being moided that I have a money of his, there one can start thinking, so who knows where this money is? Maybe you were an elach hashemit. I could bury the money. Who knows where the money is? The money is tame noisnim, bil me money kova kama, shem moide shehu shal ploini, umas nisen airi bepikodn. That according to this gear, so that's pshat. Allah ibinin ziburim, di beloi ziburim chayshinin le money kova. Vim taima, amai uki rav bepikodn. So why did Rav have to say it's speaking about a pikodn? And therefore we have to speak about, it's speaking about monochim, Ziburim u'menachim, look me v'matoni, k'damash maloshen t'nu. V'afilu b'ein zibur, v'yashloima, v'okvar ashminim b'bobebasre, v'divrei shriv merakich suvim u'chemesurim don. I know already that a shriv merakich be makne with divr alone. So my mele, so the chiddush of our Mishnah is not divrei shriv merakich suvim u'chemesurim don. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that by pikodin, if it's money zeh, it's nice. Aval pikodin hashmin and leichashinon, shemesh shalei lasbiya es bonav haimakein, dekimi shayimel tnu, haido gmuri. So Taisva says that Rav wanted to learn, if our Mishnah is speaking about a shrimera, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? To tell us, divrei shrimera kirsuv mer msurim domi, I don't need a Mishnah in Gittin to tell us this. I could figure this out from a Mishnah in Baba Basra. So Kochel, the Mishnah is speaking about its Haidoe, and since he's a Shchimera, I need Monizah. And I don't say Shaloi Lasbi as Bon of Omakim. I don't say really he doesn't mean what he said. He just wants his children should not think that they're millionaires, they had a rich father, but he really doesn't mean what he said. So it says no. He said, "No, he's serious what he said." I'm a kosher l'riyaze. Then came a maimuki lo b'shchiv mera b'bori nami motzi look me b'chi agavne b'chi taim lo yechashinu monakova ela b'shchiv mafish lo yochel l'forish monakova mitayret chol yoy avol bori midaloy pirish einei makpid meisi yitnu lo kain yitnu loy im kain look me b'bori b'afilu b'ein tzibur frekte. If our Mishnah is speaking about Haidor, and the Mishnah is coming to tell us that I believe what he said, and I don't say Shleilas be as Bonavam, okay? So let it speak about a Bori, let it not speak about Siburim, im Shalom al Yisrael. Lachay nired, legersine minich sein neusnein, ala filo ba matone chay shine le mone kovo, al gersine minich sein mones en neusnein, mones tam en neusnein.